Shalom. Our topic tonight is about the zchuyos of the father that he has to sell his daughter as a maid servant, and also he has a zchus to be mekadesher for somebody, that means to marry her off to take kiddushin for her. And the shaila is, what is the zchus of selling her as a maid servant? Also, the one who buys her as the Omo Ivriya, a maid servant is called the Omo Ivriya, and the one who buys her is called the Odon, and the Odon has a schus to marry her. I mean, that's called Yud. And he says that in, with the money that he paid for buying her, that should be the Mosa Kedushin, like one Shita, and the other Shita, we'll see about it later. Also, he has a schus to be Miyaid, that means to marry her off to his son. And marrying off to the son, there's two shittas. How does he do it? The Rambam's shita is, V'keitzad miyado lebnoi, im hoyo bnoi godoy, v'nosam reshus lo'oviv liyado loy, harei o'av v'emar lo, l'fi the Rambam, the father is the one who says to the Omo Ivriya, v'fnei shnayim, harei at mekudeshes lebni. The father says the kedushin for her. That means it's a special din, a special schus and a din, that he could make yud, or he could make the yud for his son. And the Rashi and Chumash says that the son says, "Arei at mekudeshes li bekesef shekibel ovich bedomaich." That means the son is the one who says it. So machlokas Rashi and the Rambam. There's a three-way machlokas in the Gemara and Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. The Tanya, Moicha Odom is bitoy leishus leshoyne. He could sell his daughter. The Loshen is Moicha, but really it's like a Loshen Mushal. That means he could take Yidush and marry her off to someone and do it another time. That means if the daughter was married and then she became a Grusha or Almona, so she goes back to her father's Rishus and he could marry her off again. But that's only from Erusin. If it was from Nesuin, so Nesuin, she completely goes out of the Rishus of her father and he can't anymore give her for Kiddushin. L'shifus v'shoyne. And he could also sell her as a Omo Ivriya. And if she goes out of the Odon, let's say it came Shesh, and she's still a Ktana, the father could resell her. The Ishus achar Shifchus, he could also, after she came out of the Shifchus, she was Mishtachra from the Shifchus, if there was Yov or Shesh, not Simonim. Simonim, then she's a Gdola and she can't, you can't have a Shchus on her. But he could marry her off after Shifchus. Avoloi le Shifchus achar Ishus. So the Tanakam holds, there's one thing you can't repeat. That means after he was Mekadesher and she's married, and then she came out of the marriage, she was Almona or Grusha, he cannot sell her for Shifchus. That's the sheet of the Tanakhama. Rab Shimon Oymar, Shem Shein Odomoich Hasbito Le Shifchus Achar Ishus, Yachin Odomoich Hasbito Le Shifchus Achar Shifchus. If you're Rab Shimon, you can't do the second time a Shifchus. That means, if you're Rab Shimon, if it would be a Ishus Achar Shifchus, you can sell. But Shifchus Achar Ishus you can't, and Shifchus Achar Shifchus you can't. That means for the second time you can't do Shifchus. But Ishus can be the second time, either after Ishus or after Shifchus. And then there's a third Shita, an Amud Beis, that's Reb Lezer, Oema Kivan, Shebogat Bo, Shemocho Le Shifchus, Shubayin Yoch Le Moicho Lam, Nochi Danu Shifchus. Avol Le Shifchus Achar Ishus, Kiddushin Motzi Mazbin. If you're Reb Lezer, he cannot sell Shifchus after Shifchus. Shifchus after Ishus, he can sell. L'fi Reb Shimon, we said, that Shifchus achar Ishus, he can't. And l'fi the Tanakama, Shifchus achar Ishus, he can't. That means Tanakama and Reb Shimon both hold Shifchus achar Ishus, he cannot sell. L'fi Reb Lezer, he can. Then the Gemara says, Shaila. Boy, Rabbi Baravua, if Yud makes Nesuin or Erusin, that means the Peul of Yud is already, she's a Nesua, and she could already be Yorsha Litamil Ofer Nedorel, or it only does an Erusin that's like every Kiddushin, but he doesn't have more Zchusim in her. And the Gemara brings a Raya, Toshma, Ein Moichol Lekroivin, Mishum Rab Lezer Omro Moichol Lekroivin. That means to sell her, the father should sell her to Krovin that they can't marry her. There's some say in the Gemara that it has to be that it's royal yud. if it's not Roy Liyut that she should marry the Adon, so then Lechatchila you can't sell her. It's a chsorin in the Mechira. So there's a machlokes. Ein moichol lekroivim, shum Reb Lezer omru moichol lekroivim. Bishovin, both hold, shemoichol almona lekoin godol, grusha vachalutza lekoin edyot. That means, almona lekoin godol, grusha vachalutza lekoin edyot, the kiddushin is toifes, so that he can't sell. It's not, of course, kiddushin memele, it's a mutter for a yud, even though it's a chayvi lavin, but kiddushin is toifes, so it's enough to be able to sell. So the Gemara says like this, Hi Almona Echidoni, how is it that she's Almona? That means we're talking that she was married and now he wants to sell her for Almo Ivriya. Hi Almona Echidoni, how is it talking Almona? Ilema de Kodesh Nafsho, that she herself took Kiddushin for herself, she got married on her own. Almona Korilo, she's not married Bechlav, the Torah didn't give her a Chus, Akhtana can't marry herself. Velo de Kidshovio, the father was took Kiddushin for her and married her off, that means he made Erusin. After he once was Mekadisher and she became Almon or a Grusha, so how could he sell her now? He can't sell for Shifchus after Ishus. That means Stama Isha that he was took Kiddushin, he can't sell for Shifchus afterwards. Only Lefi Rebbe Lezer. If you're a blazer, you can, but we're not talking about a blazer. So we didn't say Reb Blazer because Rashi says he's a Shamuti. We didn't want to say if you're a blazer. Reb Yosef Reb Yudah, that the first money that he sold her, that he got, is not that that's the money of Kiddushin. Only if you're a Yosef Reb Yudah, the Kiddushin becomes the Yud is Al Yedei, the last part of the work. She still has to work for him. She has a Chiyuv Mominus to work for him. So whatever left, let's say a Bruto is left that she has to work. So that amount of money that's worth her work, with that money that is Mochor, that she shouldn't work, with that is Mekadesher. Talking of fear of Yosef Reb Yudah, and the first money wasn't given the Kiddushin. So Memele, it's Kiddushe Yud, not from the Moisor Rishonis. So if you say Yud is Nisuin, so she was married on the Yud, so then she doesn't go back to the Rishus of the father after she's Nisalmin. How could he sell her Amon and Kongom, Gulshavachalot to the Kornedit? But it was already that he made her issues. He already was sold her for issues. That means he took Kiddushin. Then he wants to sell her for a Shifchus. And it only does Erusin. And Erusin Dido is not like Erusin Dovia. That means Erusin Dovia means that the father took the case of Kiddushin, Ariat Mekudeshes, or that Moisor Rishon is the Kiddushin Nitnu, so by the Mechira of the Omo Ivriya, then it was Kiddushin. So the father is the one who did the issues, so Memela he can't sell the Shifchus Acharish. But if we say, like Rabbi Yosef Reb Yudah, that Moisor Rishon is Lavle Kiddushin, so who's making the issues? It's only between the Adon and the Omo Ivriya herself, without the father involved, because she's making the Kaddish with the rest of the work that she has to work. So Memela, it's not called that the father sold her for issues, it's she did it. So it's not the shem of Shifchus Achar issues, so Memela can sell. So Gemara says, that's what the Gemara states, that it's Shani Eros in the Dom, Eros in the Day. So it comes out that in the fear of Yosef Reb Yudah, that we say Moisor Rishon is his lovely Kiddushin and his Mekadesh with this Har Peula that's left. So Memele, it's called Erusin Dido, so it's not called Shifchus Achar Issues, because it's not Issues Dide, it's Issues Dido. The Rambam Paskins in Perek Dalad Alocha Zayin Keitzad Mitzvahs Yud Oimalo Bifnei Shnayim. On this there's Mepharshim that talk, why does he say Bifnei Shnayim the Yud? If the Mechira is the Kesef Kedushin, so it should have been Bifnei Shnayim the Mechira. How's it now? Well, we won't go into that too much. אומר לו בפני שניים, הרי את מקודשת לי, הרי את מאורסת לי, הרי את לי לאישה. אפילו בסוף שיש סומך לשקיע שחמו, that means right before the שקיעה, even if it's not left any שחר פעולה, there's no שובה פרוט of פעולה left. So right before the שקיעה שחמו, she still called the אומו, she didn't go out from him yet. So he could be מקדש, or then she becomes his wife. ואין הוא צורך להתן לו כלום. He doesn't have to give her any more money. Every kiddushin you have to give something to the isha. Here he doesn't have to give. Why? Shemoyz or ishonis le kiddushin nitnu. So the Rambam says, Ariat mekudeshes li, Ariat meoreses li. The Rambam doesn't even mention bekesef shekibel ovich. Rashi and Chumash, when he talks about the ben, he says bekesef shekibel ovich. Here he's really not talking about him. It's talking about the Odon. And also the Rambam, when he's talking about being Yad Leben, and the father says it, he also doesn't say B'moiz Shekibalti in the beginning. It's mashma that it's enough to say Ariat Mekudeshes, Ariat Mureses, because he has a schus in her. He has this schus to be able to be Mekadesh. That's enough to be able to be Mekadesh. He doesn't even have to say with what. V'ein lo tzorich liten lo klum, Shemoiz or Rishonoiz leKiddushin nitnu. The first money was given already for Kiddushin. So Menela, he doesn't have to say anything. He doesn't have to. Be in Kaddish with Star Pulis. How does the Rambam passing like the Rabbanon that the Mechira was out of the Kiddush? So would come out if we were talking about Shifchus Sachar issues. It's called issues the day of the father. So now we only have to know how does the Rambam passing with Shifchus Sachar issues. The Rambam passing. המקדש ביטוי כשקטנו ונסעלנו לו נסגלשו אינו יוכל למוכרו שאין עוד הם יוכל למכרוס ביטוי לשיפחוס אחר אישוס אבל מויכל לשיפחוס אחר שיפחוס. The Rambam paskins that the father can't sell the isha for שיפחוס אחר אישוס. So if we said that Yud is אישוס דידי, so to sell her after she became מיועדס by the Om Ivriya would be called Shifchus Acharishu. So he wouldn't be able to do it. So let's see what the Rambam paskins by Almona the Kohen Gadol. So Rambam says, Yesh la'odom limkar es bitoy lepsulin. Kegoin Almona the Kohen Gadol, grushu v'chalutza the Kohen Edyu. She'afal b'shein b'lav, kiddushin toifsin b'ayin. So he says that he could sell his daughter Almona the Kohen Gadol, which means that already she's Almona. That means there was an issue already. Either an issue that the father took stam kiddushin, or an issue of yud, and it's kiddushin didei, so he wouldn't be able to sell the shifchus, because the Rambam says in the next halacha that he can't sell the shifchus achar issues. So how does the Rambam say that yesh lo adam limkar, he could sell her almona lekein godol, that's shifchus achar issues. And it's mamish neged the sugya. So l'chema akushya, there's one third of the Merkeves HaMishnah that everybody talks about. He says like this. The Gemara says later in Daf Yutes, Omer Rebbeinu Omer Rabbi Yannai, Ein Yud Elo Begodol, Ein Yud Elo Midas. The Gemara brings it Talti. If you need to be a Godol, so for sure you need Das. It's the same thing. Matam Koma, Matam Ein Yud Elo Begodol, Ein Yud Elo Midas. And the Gemara wants to say because of that, that our father can't be Miyad Lebnoi Koton. There was a Shaila, because he could be Miyad Lebnoi, maybe it could be Miyad Lebnoi Koton. I feel we have issues with Koton. So the Gemara says only Godov. Ibai Seime, my Midas. What does it mean that he could only be Miyad Midas? The Gemara says Midas Dido. You have to have the Das of the Omo. Ditoni Abai Breder Bavo, Ashalo Yodo, Melamed Shetzorich Liyado. He says it's talking by Kiddushe Yud, Asholo Yodo, and you have to be Miyado. What does it mean, Miyado? Rashi says, V'meinu Modio Shetekabil Olo Ein Kan Kiddushin. Rashi says, L'gabi Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudin. בקידושי יהוד עלי בדרבי יוסף רבי יהודו דאום המויס הראשון is love לקידושי ניתנו. So the first time is לפי הבי ברי דרבבו, that you have to be miyayed. It's talking about kedusha yud lefi Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. Memele, it's not through the father because it's not mois harishonis. It's beischar pula. So Rashi says, "Vein yud elo beprutah sheoleh," that she still has to work. Lefi chochein dasu av ben mitchila. It's not the dasu av from when he sold it. They may not modiya she tekabel oleo ain't kan kedushin. If he's not modiya to her that she should be mekabel, there's no kedushin. It's mashman Rashi, and that's how they learned. Avnim Lo brings the Rashi like that. The Rashi holds that you need ritzoino, you need that she should want. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok omar afilu teme le kedushin itno. Even if you say lefi the rabbonon or Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda that he holds that Moshe Rishonis says le kedushin shiny hocher domar rachmona yado. Even if you hold that Moshe Rishon is Lekidushin, but you have to be Mediator. So, the Gemara says you have to be Miyad, and Pashtas Rashi says you have to have a Rotsun, you have to have a Raskoma, because it says, Menu Mediator, Shetekabel Oleo, Ain't Kan Kedushin. Tosfos says, Dachei Yom Adalef, Tosfos says, כגון שעודן מיעד עשו עבריו בכסף מכנוסו בעל כוחה שלו ובעל כוחה של בס תעוד אומר לכמונה שלו יודו שצריך לידו לא שצריך לעשות מרצוינו not that you need a rotten אלא שצריך לו ידיעו של השם קידוש מיידו have to just be more dear that means the maise needs it today to be a maise yield you need that she should know it it's part of the maise but it's בעל כוחה you don't need a rotten the Rambam says still we don't know exactly midaito that afa bishik var kibel avio moiseo his paskins that the moiseo is shown as his condition but he needs midaito arioma yuado midaito so says the kesef mishneh midichiv yuado shuloshin deye dalshinon שצריך לו ידיעו, והיינו כדי שתשרצה, that she should be willing, be masking. שאם לא יקיין, if it's not to be מודיע, כדי that she should be masking, or סתם to be מודיע, מה תועלת יש בו ידעות, or what kind of a תועלת is there that she should know about it. There's no תועלת, so בעל כוחך, if it says לידו, that you need דייתו, it means a רסקומה. So comes out the Rashi and the Rambam say that you need a רסקומה, you need her das, and her willingness, and the Tosfos says Bal Korcho just to be mediator that she should know about it. The Fit Tosfos Iliado Daito is like just to make that the Maise is a Maise. It's like I imagine that the Pshat is if you give Kiddushin Yud when she's sleeping, so that wouldn't be called Yud. Or Yuvoma is Nikne Bishena, but you have to know it. When you know it, then the Maise is called the real Maise of Yud. It's called a Maise Kiddushin. But the Fit Rambam and Rashi. So the pshat is that you need that she should be misratza. So it's one way that a ketano has a chelek in the maisa kedushin. So we'll get back to our kasha that we said the Rambam is not like the sugya because the Rambam paskins moisa rishonis is kedushin. So it's kedushin de'av. So if the shifchus achar issues of yud wouldn't be good because he wouldn't be able to sell because it's his kedushin. It's shifchus achar issues. The Rambam says he can. And the Rambam says, Almona l'kein godo v'av kutzel. That means she was like, Almona l'kein godo al yedei. Either he did a kiddushin, which he can't, or al yedei yud. The only way would be yud. And yud also he can't because it's kiddushin didei. Because you have to be, so the Markevus HaMishnah says that it's totally in the sugyas. If you say that you need her das, so memele, it's called kiddushin didot. But if you say that you don't need her das, so it's kiddushin of the father. So here that the Rambam paskins that you need her das, so it's her kiddushin. So it's not shifchus sacharishus. Shifchus sacharishus, we said, is only if the father is the one who did the areat, is mekabel the kiddushin. But if she's the one who has to be maskim, so it's up to her. So it's kiddushin dido, and not kiddushin didei. So it comes out this whole sugi that we said, that it's called kedushin didon and it's called not shifchus acharishus. That's if you hold like the other Tam and the Gemara that you don't need to be moedia, that you don't need a rotzen. But if you the Rambam asks you need the rotzen, any. So Mele, he could paskin that it's called Kiddushin Didon, it's not called Shifchus Acharishis. But who says it? Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. Afilu Teimer Shani Yochad Rachmon Omar Yoado, that you have to be Moidia. And Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok itself, the Gemara says before, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok Doma Afilu L'Rab Yishib Rabbi Demois HaRishon is L'Kiddushin Itnu B'mai Moikim Lo. So the Gemara said, how do you say that? If Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchok, the Moish HaRishon is L'Fi Rabbi Yishib Rabbi, it's also Moish HaRishon is L'Kiddushin. The Kiddushin De Avninu. My Moikilov, Afilu Eirusino, you say, Hiodo Masbino, why? Because it's Kiddushin Da'av. What if it's Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok? The Gemara says, if Moisho Hashem is the Kiddushin, so Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, it wouldn't be good, the Gemara. And Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok himself is the one that says that she has to have her das. So why does the Gemara say it's not good like Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok? The Gemara should have said that it's her das. So they answer that it's called Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok Lefir Rabbi Yishim Rabbi, but with excluding, without that part of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, he's just talking Lefir Shita in Rabbi Yishim Rabbi Yudah. The Stadvar adds on here that if we're talking about her Rotzen and we're elevating her Rotzen to Darge, that it's Kiddushin Didok, either that she's really part of the Askoma of the Kiddushin, Dumye, almost like we say by Gdola that she does Kiddushin. So we have to go into another machlokes. Pitu iktano oines. The Gemara says in Nivomus, in the end of the third parak, pitu iktano oines. The shaila is that your mefatah iktano if she has das or not. The Rambam paskins in two places, in Ilchos Soito and Ilchos Yisroi Bien, that iktano, that she was married, and she was mezana meirotzo, and she's asura lebailo, even though there's no chenek, but she's asura lebailo. The rabbi is pitu iktano oines. Akoponim, we see that the Rambam holds that her day is nechshav. Her rotzon is nechshav for rotzon, today to be called the soito shezinso, and she should be also the baila. And the Stadler says that it could be the Rambam leshitosoi that he holds by yud, that he need diet on the case of Mishnah, said it's ritzoi, you know, and it's considered a rotzon, it's considered a das. Usually we say a cotton doesn't have a das, because it doesn't have a kavua dika das to be machlik, and to really know what he wants. If he's the rabbit says it's Pitu Ktana is oines, and she doesn't have a rotzen. If he this, it would come out that the rabbit should hold that by yield, what's it called, the yado, does not mean retzoina and her askona. That's that part. There's a Rambam that says, in Ilchas Melochim, about the melech, it's talking about dinei ha-melech. B'chein l'kech mikol gvul Yisrael noshim u'pilagshim. Noshim b'ksuva v'kiddushin, u'pilagshim b'loi ksuva b'loi kiddushin. That there's theorists in the Rambam, if a pilagish is with kiddushin, without kiddushin. Here the Rambam says, noshim is ksuva v'kiddushin, and pilagshim is b'loi ksuva b'loi kiddushin, and b'yichud b'lvad koina isa. It's koina with that that is miyachidah u'muteres noi. Aval ahead yet also bepilegesh elo also bepilegesh. He says there's a chilek. The melech is mutar bepilegesh, and the head yet is also bepilegesh. I remember hearing. I didn't look it up now, but I think it's b'shem dar sameach or others that the reason there's a difference between head yet and a melech because bemis it's only beyichud, and anybody else could also marry or she could leave him and marry because without kiddushin. But a melech, it says, "Ein mishtamshin b'shalvito shel melech." You can't use the kelim of the melech. It's part of shtei mosei olecho. L'moshel avisha gashunamis. She wasn't mamish married to David HaMelech, but she was also to any hedyot because it's a kli of the melech. It's like "Ein mishtamshin b'shalvito" is his kli that's miyuchad for a melech. A hedyot can't use it. The melech, even if a melech takes a pilegish and she's miyuchad to him, so nobody else is ever going to be able to marry her. So the melech, there's no kedeshus. The difference is that a pilegish could be called kedeshus, loisia kedesho, that the Rambam talks about in the beginning of Ilchas Ishus. We won't go into it now. But if it would be called, by hedyot, it would be called kedeshus because anybody else could also marry her without proper get. But a melech, since nobody else can marry her, it's not called kedesh. The yichud is a real yichud. But hedyot is also a bepilegesh. Elo, which case is there a case that a hedyot could marry a pilegesh? Be'omo ivriya bilvat, achal yud. Once he does yud in omo ivriya, he could marry her and she's called a pilegesh. That's a case that a pilegesh is mutter. Comes out in the Rambam, that the Rambam is saying that she's called a pilegesh. That means it's not really Kiddushin, and it's not really a Ksuva. So Ksuva, we always, there's a big chat in the Rambam, a big diyun, what's Peshat Psuva? Because Psuva is the Rabbonim. If we're asking Psuva is the Rabbonim, so what's the Chiddush by Pilegish that she doesn't have a Psuva? We're talking about the Raises. So they learn, and the Gros says it, in there's a long Biar Gros in Simin Chov Vov, I think of Chovov, that Ksuva, and when we're talking about the Raises Ksuva, it can mean Sheir Ksus Vona, that means the Chiyuve Ksuva. It doesn't mean Dafke Ksuva, that is Mechuyev, when she becomes not his wife, to give the money. Only means Ksuva means the Chiyuvim, that's Mechayev, a person when he gets married, Sheir Ksus Vona, money, and clothing, and probably means also where to live, and Oina, issues. So that's called ksuva. So Pilegish, there's no chiyuv ksuva and no kiddushin. But ba'omayvriel bilvad achar yu, there is a dinei pilegish. So it seems to be saying here in the Rambam that it's not a regular isha. It's still called a pilegish. The Gross brings it in Adars and Yod to say chatting the psukim, and he really learns like this, that she's a pilegish, and it's not the regular kind of kiddushin. Asher lo yo'odo, he learns lo yod al kri is the lam lamed vav. That means when he bought the omo ivriya, I think what he's saying is very bekitzer. What he's saying is that you can't really buy a isha omo ivriya. Only you could buy it because she's miyuchad for him, and you could marry her. It's mashma that the Gros is saying. I think that's what he's saying. That the reason why you're allowed to buy omo ivriya is not that you could buy omo ivriya and you also have a schus yud. Only the main reason that lets you buy Omevriya because she's miyuchad for you and you could marry her. It's like not such a low darga of lowering a person's darga, only it's more like a pilegish. That means he's buying himself a pilegish. But if he won't be me either, ro beinei adonel, so then he lets her, so then he has to leave her go and he can't sell her, but it says in the positive. Im ro beni adonai shelo yodo ve'evdo, then he's mizeh bepidyon and she's yoitza. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos Resh Samach Beis Loisa say he's here me anois omo ivriya, not to antagonize him. Shenikne oisa im noso. So im noso you have to say is loved after the losh nesuin. It means if he marries her. You're not allowed to not give her share ksus v'oino if it's derech inui, derech of inui, and to hurt her. That means to make her in pain by they not giving her share ksus v'oino. So it's a lav. Du omoi she'ero ksus v'oino so lo igra. If a person is not giving a omo ivriya, she'er ksus voino al derech of a pain, not if she's moichel, but today that she should be hurt by it, so that you're over on the lam. V'zoifa azhoa tichlol, it's also kolol, kol mi she'iso bas yisrael, regular nesuin, shlo ya'ane oiso bedovo meilu advoim al tzadach ovo vatsa. V'omboi b'omo ivriya, when he's talking the Torah about Omo Ivriya, that Lo Yigra, the Sher Ksus Voino, it says, Kimishpat Abonois Yaselo. Hine Yoydienu, Kimishpat Abonoisu, Shloim Namiam Sher Ksus Voino. That means we're learning Omo Ivriya, just like Mishpat Abonois of every Bas Yisrael that gets married. So you're not allowed to not give Yafia Chiyuv of Sher Ksus Voino. So Omo Ivriya, you also have a Chiyuv of Sher Ksus Voino. That means Mishpat Abonis, it looks like it's being Melamed on Omo Ivriya, because it says Kemishpat Abonis, but really it's Lomed, because it's more Mefurish by Omo Ivriya, Sherkzuz Vino, Kemishpat Abonis. Shomomro, Eilu Mezoinis, Sheiro Eilu Mezoinis, Ksuso Kimashmo, Voinos Adereheret. So it says here in the Rambam, that Omo Ivriya, we learn out Sher Ksus Voino just like she should be equal to a Mishpat Abonis. So we see that it's not Mishpat Abonis. It's just Doimet to Mishpat Abonis. Now, if Omo Ivriya would be regular Kiddushin, so what is the Rambam called a Pilegish? The Rambam says that a Pilegish should be like Kiddushin, with Kiddushin, as a regular Erisin like every woman. And why would the Rambam have to learn out? Why would we learn out Shirkshus when only real from Mishpat Abomis? But she has Kedushin. She's like a regular Isha. So you have to say, this Rabban Kotler is Marchivonitz Kanire, what the Gro means. Rabban Kotler is in Oisef Chidushe, Torah Simen Chof, Ois Yud. So he says, from this Sefer HaMitzvos, from this Rambam, we see that the Din Yud is not like a regular Isha of Kedushin. It has the same values, but it's Midine HaShifchus. Midine HaShifchus is Miyayidur, and she becomes an Isha, Bentura Shifcha, that's an Isha. Mainly, you have to learn how Cherkshus Voina, just like Mishpat Abonis, and it's not like a regular Kedushin. What you have to be mevar lefi that, the whole sugya talks about shifchus ahar issues, and the Gemara is talking about issues of areyat mekudeshes, and now we're all of a sudden, and we're saying that issues da'av, that it's a most of a shonis lekidushin, is a different, it's a little bit different, it's a kidushin mikoach ha-shifchus, not regular. So how do you know that that's the same thing, shifchus ahar issues, maybe from the pasuk bevigdei, but even more shver, the Gemara says, oh, ma'av, ma'av, nachni. That you learn how, just like by youth, Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yudah says Moitzo Rishon is Lav LeKiddushin, it's Mekadosh or with Schar Peula, and you learn out from their regular Kiddushin that a Ketana could be Mekabel Kiddushin, Tzivi Kabel Kiddushin, but it's not very much, it's not the same thing. Here it's Medine Ashifchus that it could be Mekadosh, even the Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yudah, it's not the same thing. Maybe Medine Ashifchus, there's a din of you that he could be Mekadosh, but how do you learn out to every Kiddushin? And that's a Tzarech Yud. Our Koponim, the Rambam holds that that it's Midinei HaShifchus. The Yerushalmi, there's a Yerushalmi that holds, that says like this. If you say, Mois HaRishonis LeKiddushin Nitnu, what would be if when he bought the Alma Ivriya, he bought his wife's sister, Achoy Sishtu. So she's also ten. Only what the Gemara says that it's shaykh, even though ein moichol the kloivim, but since it's shaykh to the ben, bibal the shaykh the yud to a ben. So memele it's shaykh in the parsha of yud. Tani chada moichol laavi ve moichol lebnoi ve tani idach ein moichol loy laavi loy lebnoi bishloim ein moichol loy laavi loy lebnoi ki rabbonon. So Gemara says heiched di ketzad yud moi de rabbonon heiched di ketzad yud she moichol laavi, even though his father can't be miyayid because it's his basa ben yeshloi ben liado lebnoi davi lei bas ochiv. So memele tshech tesav. Kshemoichol lebnoi ein kan tzad yud loy 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 lebnoi dav leachuis oviv. That means if he sells it to his son, so his son can't be miyader because it's achuis. It's either his sister achuis oviv to his son to the nechet. But if he sells it to his father, it could be miyader to bnoi. So there's a tzad yud. Memele he could sell it to kroivim where there's a tzad yud to the ben. Yerushalmi talks if b'shas the mechira. So the Adon bought his Achos Ishtoi, which is Arayis. But it could be Miyai to his son. That means it will come out that two sons are marrying two sisters. Two brothers are marrying two sisters, but they're Beseda, they're Shah. So there's a Tzad Yud, so he could sell it. So the Shaila is Lefi the Rabbonah, that Moisor Rishon is LeKiddushin Nitnu, but it's not Shech Kiddushin by the time of the Mechira, because then she was Achos Ishtoi. Then the wife died. The wife died later, and he wants to be miyai. So Yerushalmi says, what would be the deed? Moitzo Rishonos, the loan help, because then she was an erva. Now she's not an erva, because his wife died. Now she's Achos Ishtoi Lachal Misa. So he could marry her. But there's no Moitzo Rishonos. What would the Rabbonin say? How would be the Yud? So Yerushalmi says, you have to bring Moitz Acher. In this case, he could be Mekadosh with different Moitz, or maybe even, the Yerushalmi says, I don't remember if he means, also he could be Mekadosh with the Schar Peula, like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda with the Shoveh Put. Akopani, you bring Moitz Acher, and you could make the Kiddushin. So, Be'emes, if you're bringing Moitz Acher, the Chredim, Rav Shmuel, they talk about it. So what's the Kiddush? Stam Moitz Acher, Stam Kiddushin. It's like the father would be Mekadosh. So what's the Kiddush here by Yud? The Rabbonah said, all Yud is because it's Moitz Rishonis, but if you're bringing Moitz Acher, it's Stam Kiddushin. So you have to say lechura because he has the schus. That means he could do it even without asking, without the reshus of anybody. He could go and be miyad. Afilu, so your chiddush of Rishon is afilu if it's not mois Rishon is he could bring new money. But the din yud would still be. It would still be that it's medine ashivchus and not medine kedushin. We must add on one more raya that the Gra brings and Rav Aaron brings it separately. They both say, it says in the Gemara Daf Yud Ches on the Dalet, Omar Ma, Yesh Be'ivri Shein Be'ivriya. V'aminu Yeseir Olav Omar Ivriya Shekoyna Atzmo B'simoni. So we see that Omar Ivriya is more than Ivri, and not a Ivri more than Ivriya. Omar Avshesh is Kigun Sheyoado. That he was miyayed, he did kiddush a yud. Yoado pshita gita by it. If he was miyayed, so she needs a get, Rashi says, kigon shi yoado, v'suloi nafkan behani elo beget. So he says, kigon shi yoado, so yoado pshita gita by it. Of course, it needs only a get. Mao de teime. The Gemara says, would be a hava min eloili batlo hilchisemino komashmelo. We would think that it's not both of her old halachas, even though she's miyued and she's his wife. Rashi says, "Hilchese hilchus omo ivriya, bimrotzes olotzes bechod meelu bloiget teitze." Komashmalan. We would have hava mina even after yud, so the omo ivriya she can go out with sheish or with simoni, and even though she's his wife and she could go out with a get, but imrotzes or this imrotzes needs a hesber. What Rashi means. That if she wants, she could choose if she could go out or not. Al Koponim, we would think that she still has the yitzias of Omer Ivriya, Komashmala, that not. The Gemara says, Yochi Amar Yitzah B'Simonim, what's the pshat? Yochi Koma, Imlo Yodo Yitzah B'Simonim. But if Yodo, she can't go out B'Simonim, but there would have been Ahava Mina. So we see from here, they say that even though she had Yud, and he married her out to Yud, and she's his wife, and she could be Yitzah B'Get, but still, she still has the Shem Shifcha. That means the whole Yud is Mitam Shifcha. That's why there would be a Hava Amina, that she has still the Yetzirah of Omer Ivriya. Well, Komashmon, that not. But it still remains that Yud is Mitam Shifcha. In this Indian of Shifcha and Omer, I would say in Tanakh, not in the Sugya, in Tanakh, we see there's two parshas that it's interesting to point out by the parsha of Chana. With Eli, so she says to Eli, Vatido neder, Vatoyma Hashem tzvokes, and boy, Ziro, Booni amosecho, Vloisishka ches amosecho, Vnosato la amoscho zera anoshim, that's called the Omo. There's a Loshin Omo, and then there's a Loshin Shifcho. Usually she's using the word Omo, and then she says, Altite nes amoscho lifne bas bliyal, that's our tefila and our deal with Eli. Then Eli says, "Vayan vayomer lechila sholem velekei Yisrael iten sheilotich asher shoalt meimri." Then she says, "Vatoymer tzintimtzo shifchoscho chen veinah." All of a sudden, she's talking about shifcho. Why? So it seems to me that it could be there's a difference between omo and shifcho, and that's why the Torah calls the omo Ivriya omo, because a shifcho would seem that she's mechuyev to work, like Eved Knani, Eved Ivri, Eved Knani or shifcho Knani. You're mechuyev to work. They don't have their own stand. They don't have their own position in the kehillah. They're only a eved and only a shifcho. And it says that they have no yachas. That's called a shifcho. Omo is somebody that's more dome to a volunteer basis. That means I'm working for you. Not that I'm really mechuyev. Not that I'm under you and I'm a slave. Only that I am doing pulas for you, I'm willing to work for you. So, let's say in by Chana, she was talking to him, she wasn't mechuyev anything to Eli, it was just a omo. So she, like it's a loshin kniya, she's nichnat him, that she's willing to be his omo, that she's lower than him. So she says, and she's talking to Hashem, and she says, Moisei Rabbani Amosechov, Loisishkar Samosechov, Nosato La Amoschov, but it's a loshin kovid more. When she's talking to Eli, she says, Al titenes Amoscho, she wasn't b'chuyev anything to Eli, it was just a loshen kovod, a loshen achnor. But then, when Eli gave her a bracha, so then she felt more b'chuyev to Eli. She felt like she asked something in the chiyuv to give to Eli. So then her darga, she made it even lower, more of a kavod for Eli. She said like she's shifchot chochein beinecha. That's after the bracha. That's in this parsha with Chano and Eli. Then there's the parsha with Novel and Avigail. The maisa was that Novel, David sent to Novel that he should give him from his food and from his wine. He was making a big party because he was shearing his son. And David HaMelech sent his shluchim, his avodim, to Novel, and he said to him, you know that your people, they used to take their herds, their sheep, into the midbar, and we watched on them, they were the whole time, the avodim of David protected your people, so at least you should give us something when we're on the run and we need food and drink. And Novel wouldn't give anything. He was a kamtzan, and he wouldn't give anything. He was an ayin raw. But his wife Avigal heard about it, and she took presents and food and drink to David, and she went quietly at night, and she brought it to him. Then when she comes to David, and she was one of the Neviyot, and she comes to David, and she says to him that the Novel, Al no yosim adoni eslibe l'isha b'liyal al Novel, ki shmoy keinu Novel shmoy v'nevol o'imo, is a bad person. V'ani amoscho l'iroisi esnari adoni asho shlochto. She's just saying a loshen kniya to David. And then she says, Sono lefesha amosecho, ki oso yasa Hashem la'adoni ba'is ne'emon. She told him on Nebuah that he's going to be the melech, and he should remember, and he should take her for a wife, that she should be a queen. But in the middle, there's a posik that is, so usually she's using the word amoscho. In the middle, there's one posik that says, ve'ato ha'brocha azos, these presents, this matona that I'm bringing, asher hevi shifchoscho la'adoni. Why does it say shifchoscho? Because she's bringing these matonas and this food, she owed it to David, because David was the one who protected. He was the one that, because of him, they had all the sheep and the wool and everything, was because he protected them in the midbar. So the matona that she was bringing, the food and the drink, was b'emes mechuyev to David. So the gabi this pula, it's more shaykh to say the word shifchoscho. She wouldn't say amosra. Shifchoscho is more of a to show how much she's mechuyev to him. So we have here, but the Oma Ivriya is always called the Oma. Even the Gemara says Ishu Sachar Shifchus, that's a Loshim, but really it's called the Oma, and the Shifchu would be more Shaykh to a Shifchu Tnan. You never see that the Gemara should call the Oma Tnanis. Oma Ivriya, we do see that she's called usually a Oma Ivriya. That's the difference between an Oma and a Shifchu.